This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Walter Yerkew. How are you guys today? My partner, Scoop Stanton, he's on hiatus today. He's got something going on, so I'm going to fly this one solo. I hope you enjoy this show. This is my first shot at being all by myself on the air. I have a few things that I'd like to discuss today. There's some big news out in California. They caught this fella called the Golden State Killer. He's been around for about 40-plus years. Turns out he's an ex-cop in two different areas in California. In the 70s and 80s, he moved up and down the California area. And he's been arrested for 12 counts of rape, 12 murders, actually, 45 counts of rape, and over 100 burglaries. The knock came on the door early yesterday, and I guess he was about as surprise could be. And now he's in California jail waiting arraignment. They're trying to tie this guy to more and more crimes that they collected DNA from without even knowing they were collecting DNA in the 70s and the 80s. Big question is how they arrived at this fella, whether he was in the radar or somebody gave him up. But apparently they got some DNA from this guy and a tip, and they compared it, and it's the 99%+ that he's the guy that did all these horrible crimes. Some of the families have been interviewed on television, and they might be getting some closure finally. So let's see how that works out in California. Another top headline here in Tennessee: we had a shooting last Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Somebody walked into a Waffle House at about 3 a.m. and opened fire with, I guess it was an AR-15. Started shooting people in the parking lot, went inside and started shooting. And there's this young fella, his name is James Shaw, was having breakfast. And apparently the guy's gun jammed. When he came out of, when he come into the store and was shooting And Mr. Shaw jumped him and wrestled the gun away from him, threw the gun away. And that stopped that. But the fella ran off. It took the Nashville Police Department about 35 hours to find this fella. But they knew who he was right away. Apparently, he's been on their radar and just did not get stopped in time. They did have him in custody once for a mental health warrant, I believe. And they took his guns away. However, they gave the guns to his father. They gave this guy's guns, who was under a mental health warrant. They gave his guns back to his father. And I'm not sure the date that they had him in custody, but they had him. And they let him go. It's unfortunate. Four people lost their lives, and four or five more were wounded and flown out to Vanderbilt. He was caught. And now he's in a Nashville jail. How do we stop this mental health thing? It's a big issue these days on many politicians' minds and many citizens' minds. It's something that we have to address and something that has to be taken care of in some form or fashion. Here in Tennessee, the mental health care has improved somewhat. 4 or 5 years ago, it was maybe 3 in 10 were receiving treatment. Now it's about 4 in 10 to 5 in 10 are receiving treatment. Cooperation by the patient is a big problem, too. Once they're released from a mental health facility, there's no one that monitors their medications or their medication program. If they run out of medications, they're going to have issues. Don't have any kind of clue how to do this from my standpoint. Maybe some of you guys can follow me on Twitter can throw some questions or throw some ideas our way on my Twitter account. It's at Walt Yerkew, and I'll discuss whatever you want to talk about. Mental health issues is a big deal. The opioid is a big deal. My friend Jay, who I partner with sometimes here on the air, him and I seem to differ in opinions about the opioid epidemic. We both agree that a lot of doctors are writing a lot of bad prescriptions. And these prescriptions are getting out of hand. These pill pushes, these pill factories, as they call them, is just way too much. The DEA and the government is trying to do a lot on monitoring doctors that write too many opioid prescriptions. And that is many different categories of opioid prescriptions. And most of them are psychotropic medications. A lot of them are the hydrocodones, oxycodones, oxycontins. And people are getting their hands on them and they are selling them. Xanax is a big deal. Bars and bars and bars of Xanax are being stolen from pharmacies around the country and being funneled in to many different areas. Prescription medications is a lot bigger than the illegal narcotics that was rolling around when I was younger. And it's easier to get. It's legal to have if you can prove that you have a prescription. And even if you don't have a prescription, most cops don't know what they're looking at when they find them in your vehicle. They store them in a bottle. So if they open up a bottle and the bottle says, let's say the bottle says something like your atorvastatin, which is for your cholesterol, and street cop isn't going to know that it's Xanax. The street cop isn't going to know that the hydrocodone's in there. And there's no reason for him to take them away from you. So this is kind of tough to deal with on the street. But as far as Jay and I go, this ain't opioids, an epidemic. It's a disease. My personal feeling, I don't believe it's a disease. It's a choice. And if people are choosing to do this, it's unfortunate for them and their families because it's not going to lead to anywhere but trouble. You're going to spend your money. You're going to spend your kids' college education. You're going to spend a lot of time being sick. You're going to spend a lot of time away from your family because once you're addicted to it, it's a choice. It's a choice. It's a lot harder to get off than it is to get on it. I have some friends that were functioning drug addicts with opioids, and nobody knew that they were on pills until they got caught. And it was a shame. And then they finally got the help that they needed. So God bless some of my friends that survived the opioid issue that they had. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about Nashville gun law that's looking to be changed by Mayor Breitling.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Now, hey, everybody, welcome back to 7-5 Radio. This is your host for today, Walter Yerkew. Scoop is out on assignment, and I'm going to be doing this show all alone. I got a tweet a few minutes ago. Somebody wanted to talk about this Toronto alleged terrorist attack that they're saying wasn't a terrorist attack. And in Toronto, this fella, what's his name? Alec Minajian, was charged in Toronto court with 10 counts of first degree murder and 13 attempted murder. Apparently, this fella had an issue with women, reflective of an attack some years ago by another guy who had an issue with women. Apparently, this guy couldn't find a lady to date. The guy's 25 years old, and he made some startling Facebook messages about him not being able to meet women, not being able to find a girlfriend, not being able to have any kind of intimacy with a woman. So he decided to rent a van and picked out a crowd that was mostly women and ran them all over. I mean, this guy is out of his mind. Now, is this guy with mental health or is he just stupid? I think he's just stupid. The police didn't disclose the motive for the rampage, but friends of his said that he was a troubled young man who harbored resentments towards women and had a penchant for computer programming. He was in the military last year and appeared determined to die. I'm getting this online here. His friends said they seemed harmless, didn't have any propensity for violence, and had no idea that he was having these issues until they saw his stuff online on Facebook. Some of them said he was a mixed odd guy, and several tics he had would sometimes grab the top of a shirt and spin on it. He'd meow in the hallways. So this guy wasn't all there. He wasn't on anybody's radar, apparently. Nobody knew that he would do anything like this. But then again, the way these attacks are happening within countries, our country, their country, and they don't know that they're going to do this until they actually do it. And it's just ridiculous that this guy has a propensity for women. It says that he was a virgin until the age of 22, but God knows if that's true or not. So Toronto is not really following up on this case, and neither are news affiliates here in the States. They're still not sure if it's a terrorist or just this psycho that hated women. Thoughts about this thing is just another horror. Same thing in New York last year. What was it in October? That fella ran down the West Side Highway, and I believe that was a rental truck too, was it not? Yeah, I'm getting the head shaking. Yeah, and just mowed people down. Just because they felt like it. This is a world that we live in, and it's unfortunate that you have to look over your shoulder when you hear an engine coming behind you. You don't know if it's in the street or it's behind you on the sidewalk or on the walkway or on the bike path. Just absolutely ridiculous. People are looking to the police departments and the different agencies that are supposed to protect us. But then again, you know, law enforcement doesn't do anything until something happens, and that's unfortunate. I don't think there's much in the way of preventing something like that. You just never know that that's going to happen. It could be anywhere. It doesn't matter if it's New York or Toronto. It could be anywhere. The Vegas shooting, the Antioch shooting that I'll talk about in a few minutes again. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. And getting back to the Antioch shootings, this fella, James Shaw, hero. Wonderful. The guy did the right thing at the right time for the right reasons, and it's probably saved a lot of people from getting killed, a lot more people from getting killed. He's being declared a hero here in Middle Tennessee, and deservedly so. However, seems to be getting a lot more ink than somebody named Robert Engel. Now, Robert Engel was the usher in the Antioch church that was shot up last September by an African-American man, and he stopped this fella from shooting any more people. So I'd like to see Mr. Engel and Mr. Shaw together on television instead of just one. Mr. Engel, just as much of a hero, maybe he's denying the limelight, and that would be fine too. But there was absolutely no mention of him during the aftermath of this last shooting that happened. And I use that term last shooting because every time there's a shooting, we hope that it's the last one. But deep down inside, we know it won't be. And that's unfortunate. You know, we have to be careful where we go and what we do. Everything that we do is a freedom. Now, everybody that walks in the door when you're sitting at a restaurant, you have no idea what they're going to do. Hopefully they'll just sit down and have a meal. It's just horrible. As a former cop, I always sit with my back to the wall facing the door, no matter where I am. Restaurant, ice cream parlor, doesn't matter. Sit with my back to the wall and I watch the door. People come in, out. You just never know. You just never know. And that's horrible. Switching over to politics, and I'm going to talk about Mr. Trump. Now, Mr. Trump is a favorite of mine, as most of you know. I'm not so much a Republican as, you know, a man for the candidate. And right now, as we speak, he's holding a conference, press conference for the Wounded Warriors in the East Room. And he's commending them for their service overseas and their valor and their bravery. And that's wonderful. And you have these guys in here, they're receiving awards and praised by the president. And it's a full house in the East Room. It's standing room only. And as they exit now the East Room, it's just fantastic to see that Mr. Trump is taking a person, not just a professional, but a personal interest in the people that have served in our armed forces. He's fixing it. He's trying to fix the VA. Right now, they're looking for a new director of the VA, and people are being vetted now on ethics committee. It's just beyond me where a man is obviously qualified and has to go through being vetted by these men and women on this panel, and time again, some of these men and some of these women on this panel, their ethics aren't all that great either. And we found that out a couple of months ago in December with Mr. Al Franken. Al Franken, where are you? Are you hiding? Thank goodness he's not on the panel anymore. A little too hypocritical. Then it comes out that he was pretty much a sexual harasser of women, and he thought it was comedy, and he thought it was funny, and he even said that so much that, oh, he thought it was funny, and, you know, putting his hands over women's breasts while they were sleeping. Everybody saw that picture with that service member. Unbelievable. And we'll have more of this. It's going to come out. There's going to be more. The Stormy Daniels thing with Mr. Trump, I believe it's false. I don't think there was anything there. And if it was, so what? You can have sexual relations between consenting adults and whomever. And if you just want to use.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, and we're back. Funny thing happened to me a few weeks ago when I was driving, and I drive into Chattanooga just about every day now. And I got myself a couple of dash cams because as I was driving, I drive in the afternoon and I drive sometimes home in the middle of the night. And it's just unbelievable what you see, and you can't make this stuff up. And I'm sure if you're a driver, and you probably are, you've seen things that you just can't explain that people do. So I got myself some dash cams, and, you know, you just catch stupid stuff. Stupid people doing stupid things with 4,000 pounds of steel wrapped around them. And it's just horrible the way they drive. I mean, I've noticed more nonsense that I have these dash cams than ever have before. Now, I got the dash cams not to record people doing stupid things and turn it into YouTube like some people do. You know, I got it for my own peace of mind because the he said, she said thing, nobody believes anybody anymore. You have these both at fault insurance policies. You have no fault insurance policies. You have people suing the heck out of each other because one said this, one said that. More than half of the lawsuits concerning vehicle accidents are frivolous. It's just awful and ridiculous. It's making our insurance rates go up and taking time off of work for depositions and going to court and making statements and hiring lawyers. And it's just gone far beyond, you know, what it used to be. You know, if you got hit in the back, you got hit in the back. Person was at fault that hit you in the back. And now you can get hit in the back and it could be your fault because somebody said it was your fault. Well, I advise people to go out there and get dash cams. However, I've watched the YouTube dash cam videos and stuff, and it seems that you got to be in the right place at the right time for somebody's other unfortunate accident. However, there are people that drive around with dash cams in vehicles. Motorcycle helmets. Bicyclists have cams on their helmets. You know, truckers have cams in their vehicles. And they send in, somebody cut them off, and they chase them for 20 miles. And the most they could do with these people is scream at them, "I got you on cam, I got you on cam. You need to know how to drive that vehicle." So, you know, these people out there looking for trouble, even with dash cams. So they get cut off, and then they speed, cross double yellow lines, go into oncoming traffic to chase down the person that cut them off. And they do 10 times worse what the guy did to them. Or the girl. I don't want to be, you know, gender preferential. Just to scream at somebody. And then they say, "Well, you're on cam. You're on cam. I got you on cam. You're going to be on YouTube tonight." How stupid can people be? Go ahead to YouTube and just type in dash cams. You'll get hundreds, thousands of videos of these dumb people following dumb people, risking people around them, driving past the speed limit, wrong side of the road, chase somebody down to tell them that they're on dash cam, that they messed up. Then you got the people that come out with crowbars because they got a crease. You know, you may, nobody's perfect. You may have made the turn too wide, too tight, and you crease somebody's quarter panel, and the guy comes out at you with a freaking crowbar. And, you know, the road rage thing is ridiculous. And I don't blame people for hitting somebody at drive off at the scene of an accident. Now, somebody comes at you with a crowbar, don't sit there. You know, go to the nearest police station and tell them what happened. Explain. If you have dash cam and you're at fault, oh, well, okay, you're at fault. Big deal. So the guy wants to kill you because you put a crease in a piece of sheet metal that just happens to be attached to his car. Be careful out there with that road rage. There's people out there with guns and dumbass people. Oops. I'm going to get heck for that one. But really dumb people. I don't see it getting any better until, well, hell, heck, I don't see it getting any better at all. Unfortunate that people got to be so stupid. You never know what's hiding behind the other wheel. Somebody could be reaching for something, and what makes you think that you're going to be the toughest person standing? There's just too much hate out there. I'm not telling you to love on one another, but hey, if somebody crosses you, shake it off and move on. You know, go home and have some dinner. Go home and sit with your family instead of screaming at somebody. It's just ridiculous. Oh, you cut me off. You cut me off fast or what? If there's an accident, well, you just got to deal with it. Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a camera on their phone. So if you are one of those road rage people, you know, there's going to be some new charges for things. It's going to be harassment. It's going to be assault. It's going to be attempted assault with a dangerous weapon, with whatever you got in your hand, whether it's a crowbar or a flashlight or anything you throw at a vehicle. So, you know, let's take it easy out there. You know, there's enough trouble in the world. We don't need to add to it. Now, that was my rant for vehicle safety. Oh, and buckle up. Let's switch over to sports. Here in Nashville, we have the Nashville Predators going into the next round of the playoffs, going to be playing the Winnipeg Jets starting tomorrow night here at the Bridgestone Arena. And we call it Smashville. For all you people outside of the Nashville, Tennessee area, we call it Smashville. The Predators have been up and coming for the past few years. Last year, they made it to the finals, and, well, they lost 4-2. But they're a good team. They're a solid team. It's taken them 20 years to get to where they are. And there's a small jet parked in front of the Bridgestone Arena. And for a fee, I don't know how much it is, for a couple of bucks, and the donations go to various charities throughout the area. You can take a sledgehammer and hit this jet. It's just a two-person little plane, and they put it together. I think they finished putting it together yesterday. They put the wings on, and they coordinate off. For a small fee, you can hit it with a sledgehammer. So you climb up on top, and you get a couple of whacks at it. And the car that they had there last week, when they played, who did they play last week? They had people standing on the car, leaning, smashing down on this poor car, and they had hundreds of people taking whacks at it. You know, we had a good first round. The Nashville Predators are playing cool and calm, and they blew one game. They were winning 1-0 with less than 5 minutes to play, and they lost 2-1. I don't know if they just backed off a little bit or they were tired, because it was nothing. And the goalie that they had in the net was stopping shots like you couldn't believe. It was unbelievable. This guy was making shots. Looked like Eddie Jockerman, if anybody remembers Eddie Jockerman from the Rangers back in the 70s. Great goalie, just played on a lousy team. But this fella, what was his name? Hammond. His name was Hammond. And he stopped, 45 shots? 45 out of 46 shots in that game? And, you know, 45 straight shots? Unbelievable. Good guy. Good goaltender. You know, the Preds might want to look at him as a backup for next year. This guy seems to be, he was a journeyman. He's been around the league a little bit. And played his heart out the past couple of games for that team. But Predators, they came out on top. And we have the game tomorrow night. It'll be aired on Nashville radio. And we'll have more to talk about that next week. See how the Preds do in the next 7 days. See how far they can get. We can go over and talk about the Yankees. I'm a big Yankee fan. As you know, I'm from New York. I've been a Yankee fan since I was born, 1958. They won a World Series. And the Yankees came alive past week. I think they won four straight, maybe five straight, four straight. And Sir Didi is tearing up the league with home runs and RBIs. Shortstop that, well, you can't replace Derek Jeter. Took over the position after Derek Jeter retired a few years ago. And Didi Gregorius is just the man. Only shortstop in Yankee history to hit a home run in four straight games. So the Yankees were looking forward to having an improving season. Improving. They're feeling better. Be right back. Some final words after this.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, Beck. We have a few minutes left, and I want to bring this up on. Came up on Twitter the other day. My friend Joe Rogan out there in California, he's on what he calls a carnivore diet, and he's asking out there if eating only meat is healthy, you know, or totally, you know, blank and crazy. And he's gotten some responses, you know, about high cholesterol and. Ask Lewis and Clark, they almost died of eating too much meat, and You know, it goes on and on and on. You know, you'll become diabetic. Some people are saying, you know, flesh is disgusting. However, the one that most stood out to me was Boy George. You remember Boy George from Culture Club? His comment was that it was a nightmare for the animals. Now, there's a difference between shooting animals for game or shooting animals for fun or having animals such as beef, pork, raising chickens, raising animals for the purpose of feeding our nation. But besides all that, Boy George, of all people, chimed in. And my reply was, how about all the meat that you've had over the years? How'd that diet work for you? Well, I got quite a few answers from that. And my co-host, my partner in crime here, Scoop Stanton, had a few things to say. And something that I'm not going to say about over the air. But some people chimed in, except Mr. Boy George or Miss Boy George, whatever the case may be these days. He's grown a beard, so I guess it's Mr. That I'm as subtle as a sledgehammer. And I shouldn't have said what I said because everybody has a different meaning on meat. So they say that Mr. Boy George haven't had meat since the age I actually knew where it came from, whatever that meant. So that was just something I wanted to put out there and say that I said, and I said it because I said it, and I'm not going to pull it back like some people want me to. If Twitter wants me to pull it back, they'll yank me off Twitter or suspend me. Or whatever they want to do is fine with me, but I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm not going to stop speaking my mind. That's why I'm here. The other thing that I wanted to talk about on Twitter briefly is my dear friend, Mr. Clint Eastwood. He's trying to get to play golf with the president. The president hasn't responded, but Mr. Eastwood would like to meet Mr. Trump down in Florida and have a round of golf. So, Mr. Trump, if you're listening, and well, I know you're busy at the White House. Dirty Harry himself wants to have a go at you on the golf course. So please respond to that and have one of your personal assistants or somebody from your family just respond to Mr. Eastwood. Give the man some respect. It's Dirty Harry after all. Let's see what else is going on. One last thing before I go. And we have about 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes could be a lifetime on the air, as I'm finding out. When you go home, spend time with your family. I don't want to get all melancholy, but spend time with your family. Family is very important. Mr. Scoop Stanton has a good family, and he is a family man. And he's going to like this when I tell the world what's going on. He's a hardworking fella. He's had his bones. He's paid some dues. And he has a wonderful family. He's got a wife. He's got 2 kids. And a terrific job that he goes through every day. That's what it's all about. All right? You work for your house. You work for your family. And you work for your life. I want you guys to stay out of trouble. Don't some stupid knucklehead stuff like I did. And have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful life. Enjoy your family. It's a very important thing. Make sure you make time for them. Make sure you have them. Make sure you tell them you love them. Make sure you hug them. I'm just going back to the 4 unfortunate people that passed away during that shooting. And a lot of the families are saying that they didn't get a chance to tell them that they love them. You never know what's going to happen in this world. So enjoy yourself as much as you can, but always love your family. Don't ever do anything that's going to hurt you or them. Just wanted to say that and put that out there. two more things. I keep popping up here on Twitter, and let me read this. All right, next question is, all right. Okay, here's the question. Here's the 7-5 radio question. Walter, when is Sony going to make a movie about the 7-5? Well, I don't talk about the 7-5 much on the air here. Not that I'm trying to avoid it. I'm not ashamed of it. Apparently, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, Sony does have interest in making a feature-length movie about the 7-5. And if you haven't seen it, the 7-5 is a documentary that we made about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It came out about 3 years ago. And right now you can see the 7-5, you spell it out. You can see it's on YouTube. It's on Netflix. You can pretty much find it anywhere online and watch it. It's about an hour and 45 minutes. Gives you insight on police corruption and how police corruption occurred and how it sucked us in, sucked me in, sucked some of my friends in, and pretty much we all paid for it dearly. We are in negotiation with Sony to do a feature length. And they haven't started casting yet. There's interest in Hollywood. So we'd like to just put that out there. There's been some books written about us. My book is going to be out early next year. If not in time for Christmas, it'll be out early next year. I'm working closely with the editors, and we are doing the second rough draft, which hopefully will turn into the first final draft of this written manuscript that I did 25 years ago. But the movie is apparent. The negotiations go on. And it's all about the money, and which is awful, but it's all about the money. I'm for it. I'm for the project. I'm for it 100%. I'd like for them to do it correct, and I'd like to have a part in it. So, Sony, I'll do it for a part. If anybody has any questions about that, 7-5, you can contact me at Twitter. Or here at the website, 75radio.org or 75newsradio.org, I believe it is. If I'm mistaken, just look me up. It's on my Twitter account. I'm so glad I got to spend this time with you people. I just am exhausted. I'm just exhausted talking to myself. We got a few shaking heads here in the room that saying that I did a good job. I don't know about that. I'll listen to this over and over again, and I promise, guys, I will improve. There's nothing I'd like to do more than do a good radio show and give you guys exactly what you want to talk about. I'm about exhausted. I've only been on for an hour. I'm going to need a little bit more practice. Again, I wish everybody a nice, happy day, a nice holiday. Well, no, it's not. What an idiot. Yeah, now I'm getting head shakes. Yeah, I'm getting fingers pointed at me. Now I'm an idiot. Yeah. All right. Easter was, what, 2 weeks ago? Okay. Well, here I am. I'm backwards on the calendar. Yeah. People are looking at me and saying, you know, they're not talking because we're on the air, but they're pointing. And I don't want to tell you what they're pointing with. Well, which hand they're pointing with, which finger they're pointing with. So, yeah, I'm an idiot. I want to do a shout out to my friend, Joey Coco Diaz out there in LA, a good friend of mine, and Pat Dixon up in New York. River Bend here in Chattanooga. It's a festival that they have every year. It runs for 7 days. They have bands out there on the water. My friend Michael Dad and I were there last year. I plan on going again this year. I'm talking to Pat Dixon about doing a live feed from River Bend. So shout out to them guys. And it sounds like I'm rambling on. I was. Everybody have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. Maybe I'll have Jay or Scoop back on with me. God bless.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.